Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company live, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later in the program, Robert Knott will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I would like to welcome Ben Swan. It is Animal Friday. He's a journalist who writes about animal welfare issues, and he works with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
I'd like to welcome Karen Kane. She is founder and executive director of the Northern New Mexico Street Homeless Animal Project. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Street Animal Project.
Well, what it is we work with people, homeless people on the street, who are on the street 24/7, and their companion animals, and also people who have been on the street who are now in transitional housing.
So a lot of people, I don't know what percentage, but a lot of people do have animals who don't have homes. And I've always wondered how happy, I mean, I think the people are very happy to have animals. How happy are those animals?
Well, I think for a lot of these folks, these are their family members. And the companionship that between the animals and the people, it's just so vital and so important for those folks out there on the street. These are their family members, and a lot of them have been found, the animals, they've been out there and the folks have found these companions, so this bond has been made.
So basically homeless people find homeless animals.
That happens a lot. That's the case a lot, yes.
And how do they, for lack of a better word, work together and go through their days together and help each other?
Well, they're together 24/7, so that bond is absolutely huge. Being that they have no home, they're together all the time, so it's amazing.
Yeah, I was fortunate a few weeks ago, or actually several months ago, actually, to meet Karen and a bunch of her group, board of directors, and also people who are on the street with their animals. I think a lot of people have this misconception about homeless people who have animals. I mean, we might see some people who look homeless on the plaza with their dogs, and we think, oh, I mean, I think a lot of people say, oh my, those poor dogs. But I think these dogs are very happy and very content with their situation. I mean, animals are very content in any situation they're in. But I think that because of that misconception, I did a story about this group, about Karen's group, and just sat down and talked with them. And just, you know, a lot of the people have found these dogs while they're hitchhiking, abandoned. They brought them into their homes, basically, into their lives, and they become a part of their lives, and they become a support system that some of these people really need. They have, for lack of a better word, they have no other being that they can communicate with or be with as much as they want to be.
Well, as we know, I mean, dogs contribute to health. They lower your blood pressure. They make you happier. They prevent stress diseases and so on. There's nothing more stressful than not having a place to call home.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
How did you get involved? What do you do? What does your organization do?
What we do is we provide veterinary care, leashes, harnesses, food. So whatever our companion animals, those of us who have homes, we want to do the same thing for the folks out there on the street. Good quality food, heart guard, preventative kinds of
heartworm,
things.
Heartworm, yeah.
Exactly. So we have less problems later on. So we want them to have precisely what we have for our companion animals.
You must have a kind of a network of friendship, acquaintance, and a kind of window into that world that the rest of us don't because of your work.
I think that's true. My my profession is as a counselor, and I had worked with the homeless for 9 years. So I think that's true, that there is an insight maybe that others don't have with the people and their companion animals.
What would you like to tell us? I mean, you're not a homeless person, but as a maybe representative and advocate for that whole group of, probably growing group of people that everybody else should know and doesn't know.
I think it's, adding on to what Ben had said, I think there's stigma, a lot of misconception about people out on the street. And I think that's I think that's huge. I think we need to get rid of that, or it's just important that we...
And I was hoping that you might be also to add to the idea that when I did this story, there was a lot of talk, a lot about people saying, well, these people, they can't take care of themselves. Why should they have a dog? You know, and I think we touched on it earlier, just because how much people depend on animals and how much they bring to our relationship and our friendships. So maybe you can add to that idea about whether why homeless people should have animals.
Well, I think sometimes I get a response exactly what you're saying is, you know, that they can't even take care of the homeless person, can't take care of themselves, so why should they have this? But the point is also is that this is the reality that they do. And so I feel like that we have a responsibility ethically and morally to help each other out, whether two-legged, four-legged. We have a responsibility to do that. This is the situation and the reality that we know about it, so we really have a responsibility to do something.
There was a gathering on the plaza earlier this fall. Or is that right? Mm. That I read in your article, Ben Swan.
I met with them there on the plaza. But, you know, but homeless people or people always hang out on the plaza. I mean, it's a gathering place. It's a natural place to meet in, with your animals especially, which is also very good for the animals to be around a lot of different things. You know, so.
Well, those are probably some very well-socialized animals.
They can be, yeah. They're well-socialized, yeah.
I would say for the most part that's really true because, like, the animals are with these folks 24/7. So where we go off to work or we are hours are at home, you know, they're with these people constantly wherever they go because they have no place to leave them. So I would absolutely say for the most part they're very well socialized.
Just wanted to say that some of the dogs are protective of their owners, and so that's why you're, and also a lot of them are pit bulls, and so are different bully breeds, and people are frightened of those dogs, but they're not really, they're very, very warm and loving animals, and I've always found it a lot easier, if I see an intimidating person, I may just go ahead and go for the animal first, and then once you engage the dog, you engage the person as well. It's just a good way of just, you know, breaking the stigma of what you might think of these people.
It's true.
Yeah, I think that homelessness is so stigmatized that a lot of people walking down the street are almost crossing over to the other side of the street. And with an animal, that might not be the case so much because that's a point of relationship and icebreaking and getting to know each other.
That's so true. I think there is. There's just fear. And I think, unfortunately, ignorance. And people just don't know.
And Karen's group her program is so great because it really, those people are very concerned about their animals and like everyone else. And making sure that they have healthy animals is just good for them and the community as well. It sort of, you know, makes sure that there's not any problems with the dogs. You know, she makes sure they have rabies, all their vaccinations are up to date, rabies shots and things like that.
Now, how do you gather together the funds and the dog food and the donations and so on?
Well, thanks to Ben's help with the article and everything, that's we've had a lot of phone calls, people wanting to donate time, food. I mean, our the things that we require, the leashes, harnesses, food, obviously, vet care is expensive.
So people basically have just stepped up.
Yeah, Karen works with several, like the Shelters Wellness Clinic and Smith Veterinary Hospital. They're very helpful in getting, you know, meeting with her and with the people who need help, veterinary care. And, you know, there's several groups around town that have started pet food drives. I know that a new one just started through the veterinary clinic. And there's Tekatu, who also collects food, pet food, and Zoe and Guido's, and other groups that just really want to make sure that that people have enough good food for their animals.
And individuals have really are doing a lot. So,
how can people get in touch with you or find out more or donate to help?
We have a website, and it's on our pamphlet or brochure, and I think flyers are all over town.
What's the website?
Ah.
We will find out in just a moment. Oh, here it is. NewMexicoStreetAnimals.org. And can we give the number also?
Yes.
It's 501-4933. It's area code 505-501-4933, NewMexicoStreetAnimals.org, of which Karen Kane is executive director and founder. Thank you so much for doing what you do. It's really very
Karen,
loving work.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Karen started, she saw this need. She's been and like most people who care for animals, they also care for humans. And Karen she's a homeless advocate who really saw this need. She used to run around with pet food in the back of her truck or her car, and anybody who needed it, she would help out. And that's how it kind of progressed.
Got off the ground.
Yeah.
Ben Swan,
yes.
It's almost holiday time. This is our last animal show before Christmas and New Year and all that stuff. What do people need to know about holiday time and their animals?
Well, I think this is, the holidays, December. It's just a fun time for animal welfare groups to get together and just sponsor a lot of fundraising parties and things like that to support the animals. And in fact, today, this afternoon, at my store, the Santa Fe Animal Shelter resale store, Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Look
What the Cat Dragged In, which does not have a negative connotation, by the way.
Yeah, really.
We
won't talk about
things.
the carry-on, anyway.
No, I wanted to say that our store is hosting a holiday bazaar. We have a lot of great new items that people have donated that we are displaying, but we're also having pozole and green chili stew and having Santa come over. And the party is between 4 and 7, and we'll be raffling off a Christmas tree that's decorated in all kinds of animal ornaments and things like that. It's just a fun event, and the store's a lot of fun. So.
And what day is that again?
Today.
Oh, today.
Between 4 and 7, yeah.
Excellent. One thing that I want people to also know, I was just having a conversation with somebody who had to bring their dog to the vet on Christmas Day. They went to the emergency vet. It wasn't here. It was somewhere else. But she said that she was talking to the receptionist and said, "Do you have a lot of animals on Christmas?" And she says, "Yeah, we've had 4 animals today that have gotten into chocolate."
Yeah, chocolate's can be very deadly.
And one of them died because they'd eaten a box of chocolate. So that's something to be careful of, ladies and gentlemen, especially around the holidays.
There's certain foods that are very toxic to animals. Chocolate is a big one, especially since there's so many chocolate around here. There's different kinds of levels of chocolate. I mean, the bigger the dog could probably handle some chocolate, but I mean, I would never give it to them chocolate. And then, like, baking chocolate, I guess, is the worst type of chocolate they can get into.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know
that.
So
if you're cooking,
because it has the most theanine or whatever.
Be careful.
Right. Yeah, I would have thought that real low quality, high sugar chocolate would be the worst, but I guess it's not. They love sugar.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's not that. Yeah. So, and you have some animals that are up for adoption.
Yes, I do. Some very sweet animals. Actually, we have two resident. They're not really resident cats. We have two cats at our store right now. I call one Sammy, although his name is Chairman Mew.
And is what?
I call one cat Sammy. His real name is Chairman Mew. We just didn't like the name.
Chairman Mew?
Yeah, we changed it to Sammy. And Groucho, they're two beautiful black and white cats that are in the at our store, available for adoption. But the ones that are at a shelter that's been there a while, one is Izzy. It's a very sweet tortoiseshell cat who's been at the shelter for almost a year. She's really a great cat and does best in quiet environments. And it's just a real, she'd be great to if she found a home for the holidays. And one of the dogs at the shelter, Tappy, is a 11-month-old greyhound mix, and he's smart and energetic, and she's a fast learner. She, you know, like many of them, they go to dog daycare to socialize them. Santa Fe Tales has been great for doing that. And anyway, Tappy is, she's quick on command, she walks well on leash, and takes treats gently. She's got a lot of energy like any young pup, but you know, once she is exercised, she'll just rest quietly with you. So she'd make a great one for the holidays as well.
I have to say that I would like to just put in a plug for people walking their dogs. A couple of days ago, I was too busy and I didn't walk my dogs. And by night, and of course if you have terriers, it's worse, but they were actually, they were fighting. They were so stir crazy.
They need to, yeah, they just love to just get out and explore and just, you know, everybody, animals get bored just like people.
Yeah.
And the environment, you know, that's their world. They like to sniff things, check things out.
And do their daily work.
It really relaxes them. Yeah, I didn't actually, wasn't able this morning to have enough time to walk my dog. So I know when I get back today, they're going to be very, very sad.
Karen, I wanted to ask you another thing. Karen Kane, who is with New Mexico Homeless, wait a minute.
Street Dogs.
Street Dog. New Mexico, sorry, New Mexico, Project. Northern New Mexico Street Homeless Animal Project. It's a lot of words for this early in the morning before our caffeine is ready. What happens when a person with an animal goes to one of the homeless shelters? Do they accept the animals there?
That's a good point.
They don't. And that's something that we've been working on, or we want to tackle, is that if someone ends up in the hospital or incarcerated, there's nowhere for their animal to be. So we'd like to do some fostering kind of thing, or even something more extensive than that, but that's a huge dilemma.
Well, also, I mean, if they seek shelter at St. Elizabeth's for the night, what do they do with their dog?
Most of the homeless people won't go to the shelter because they won't leave their dog, they won't abandon their dog, so they have to find other places to spend the night.
Does it make it harder for them to move on a path out of homelessness?
Well, I think it does, because again, these companion animals are their family, so they're not going to leave them, you know,
no matter what.
No matter what. And again, that keeps coming up. We need to do something about that, whether it be like a foster situation or again something more permanent. Because that is really a dilemma.
Right. What else do you want to tell us about your work, Karen?
I think it's so important. I think it's important for the folks out on the street to have these companion animals. We all need somebody, something. I think it's important for the community. We're doing a lot of spaying and neutering, which is essential. I see that as the key, you know, to our non-human animal overpopulation. And I think we're keeping the animal and the person together, and I think we're reducing suffering.
You don't want to break up a family, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Keep them together.
Well,
do I have time to jump in and tell you a few more holiday
related
events?
Of course, absolutely.
So we do have photos with Santa today at the store, but if people don't have a chance to get to the store, I am taking photos with Santa and pets at the at PetSmart for Felines and Friends. It's a fundraiser. That's Saturday and Sunday. I'll be doing it Sunday from 11 to 4. And then later,
so people can see and meet in person the fabulous Ben Swan.
Yes.
Yay.
And maybe I'll wear an elf hat this time. I was wearing a Santa hat last time. It seemed to compete with Santa Claus, so, you know, I like that. And then also Española Animal Shelter is holding its annual silent auction, Gifts for Good, Sunday from 4 to 6 at La Posada.
Nice.
And what else is going on?
You could wear your antlers.
I could wear those antlers, although I make my dogs wear antlers for photos with Santa. You know,
I've done that too.
They hate that.
I know. That's humiliating.
So let's see. Espanola is also continuing its holiday toy and treat drive. And so their idea is it's going to be kind of cool. They're collecting all these toys and treats. They want to be able to hang up a stocking for each homeless animal in the shelter, so they can enjoy those. For more information about that, you can call Nina at 470-1278. And then there are several events on the Farolito Walk. One is going to be for a group called Used Pets. That's at the Chalk Farm Gallery. They're raising money to create a sanctuary in northern New Mexico.
Used Pets.
Yeah, isn't that a good name?
Yeah, I met those guys.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're fun people. And they're at the Chalk Farm Gallery. They'll have a Christmas karaoke, special event CDs, a big Christmas tree with the theme of Sponsor a Dog, Save a Life. And the Chalk Farm Gallery owner, Suhana Gibson, has been making, I think she's made a couple hundred Christmas puddings for the event, so it should be pretty good. Also, there'll be a benefit for Natalie Owens' Heart and Soul Sanctuary. A gallery on Canyon Road is also making baking treats and cookies to benefit her. So there's also Saturday, the La Tienda at El Dorado is having Main Street holiday celebration, where they'll be lighting the Christmas tree, and it's at 4 o'clock. And a lot of the nonprofit groups, animal and human related, will be having their little houses. So some information, they built these really kind of cool houses, and they decorated them, the Felines of Friends and Animal Protection New Mexico decorated them, and there's several horse groups also that will be represented. It's just a fun time, and next week I'll be reporting more on that, and also holiday fund drives for animal welfare groups is really critical. Like Karen, I'm sure, is trying to really get people to this holiday season to really think about donating more to the animal welfare groups.
Well, Ben Swan is a journalist who writes about animal welfare issues. He's also with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. So check out the Santa Fe New Mexican on a regular basis and look for Ben's stories. Karen Kane is founder and executive director of Northern New Mexico Street Homeless Animal Project, which is at newmexicostreetanimals.org, and also at 505-501-4933. Thank you both so much for being with
us. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
It's fun.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Posse Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine with the Santa Fe New Mexican. We're here with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Morning.
Good morning. And Benjamin Clemmy is here. He is the music director and youth symphony orchestra conductor with the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
What's going on with the Youth Symphony?
Lots of things are going on with the Youth Symphony. We have three concerts this weekend, starting this evening at the St. Francis Auditorium. The Mozart y Mariachi program will be performing.
Mozart y Mariachi.
Yes.
That's great.
So we have 129 little ones per playing their violins, violas, and mariachi instruments this evening. And then we'll feature our orchestras, our string orchestras, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and the Youth Symphony Orchestra at 3 o'clock on Sunday at St. Francis Auditorium. And then we'll close up the weekend at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21 with our jazz ensembles.
Now, you also have a fundraiser involving Farolitos.
We do. In June of this coming year, the Youth Symphony Orchestra will be traveling to San Francisco. We'll spend a week there touring and performing. And we're selling Farolitos this month at $8 a dozen. And they'll be available for pickup and delivery on December 18th, which is a Saturday. And people can call 982-8483, which is the Santa Fe Youth Symphony office, to make an order.
So it is heartening to know that so many young people are getting involved in classical music and symphonic music.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience here in Santa Fe to have almost 250 students here performing in all of the programs at the Santa Fe Youth Symphony.
And how early do they start? How young do they start?
We have students as young as 6, and they can participate in the program until they're 18. So we have some students who participate for more than a decade.
And then they get booted out, and they have to go find a real job.
They have to go get a job.
Yeah. Or go to college or conservatory.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good. Well, thank you. Anything else that you want people to know?
Just that we'll be sharing all the talents of the young people at the St. Francis this weekend and at Warehouse 21. We hope they come out and enjoy the talents of our young people.
And for more information, SFYS, that stands for Santa Fe Youth Symphony.org, SFYS.org. Benjamin Clemmy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rob DeWalt.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are your holidays going? So far, so good?
So far, so good, yeah. My dogs haven't eaten any chocolate or anything.
Oh, good. Yeah, mine neither. I mean, they seem fatter.
I haven't eaten any chocolate.
They seem fatter anyway. I'm not sure what that's about. I think it's a leftover from the gravy a few weeks ago.
The gravy?
The gravy.
Oh, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dogs like Thanksgiving a lot.
Yeah. The gravy part my dogs like. They don't like the not being, not being loved because everyone's too busy cooking.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Right.
My dog told me the other day that his favorite scientist was Sir Isaac Newton.
How did you find that out?
Because he was talking all about gravity, and gravity is what lets the turkey leftovers fall off of the table.
Ah, he's a fan of gravity.
He's a fan of gravity.
Well, the theory, yeah. Well, let's not get into dogs and science. What's going on this weekend? All kinds of interesting stuff. We just talked about the Youth Symphony and all their great concerts that
Yay.
Are going on. I'm pretty jazzed about the jazz one that's happening on Sunday at Warehouse 21.
You're jazzed about the jazz one?
I'm jazzed about the jazz one. I'm going to try and make it. Let's see. There's a great electronica concert going on. A fellow named Jason Goodyear, who teaches a class called Introduction to Reason and Live at the Santa Fe Community College through the Media Arts Department, is presenting a computer-driven performance of, I think it's four ensembles, and they're around three members each. This is their final exam. So it's not only a performance, but they're being graded on their performance.
My goodness.
Right. And that is at 8 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Complex over there on Agua Fria Street. You can go to this, I believe it's, just go to the Santa Fe Complex website or call 577-8036 to find more information on that. And that's a
good
free show.
Stuff over at the Santa Fe Complex.
Yeah. We had one of our writers was over there yesterday, and he came back, and he was just like, I had to get out of there. There's so much going on. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And he started talking about all the technology, and it made me just want to move in.
But it's technology and art, and it's a very thoughtful coming together of people.
Yeah. There's a lot of interactive and theory stuff that's happening. They were when he was there, they were doing something about the direction of winds during a fire. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market is 9 to 5 tomorrow at the Coronado Room of the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. We talked about that yesterday. There will be door prizes of books donated by local authors, such as Deborah Madison, Hampton Sides, Lucy Moore, many others. And poetry, Mayor Koss will be there, cookies, and then people will be able to buy gifts, which is not an object that you give to somebody else, but it is, for example, donations to people who are doing great projects in third world countries and so on. So I might give you, Rob DeWalt, a gift that is basically an envelope that tells that I've made a donation in your name to somebody doing something good somewhere else.
I've done that quite a few times this year already, yes.
Good stuff.
Through other organizations, but still.
Altgifts.org.
Let's see. Ice Follies Extravaganza. This looks pretty cool. I missed Hanukkah on ice. I'm so, like, torn about that. I didn't even know about it. I believe it was last week. But this is on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Genevieve Chavez Community Center. It's an annual holiday show presented by the Santa Fe Skating Club. There's shows at 1 at 6 p.m. There is a small charge, except for kids under 5 get in for free. You can call 955-4000. I believe there's a little something in the Pasatiempo today about it, and there's a flyer on the Genevieve's website.
Excellent.
On the Chavez website.
KSFR's own Stacy Pearl sent me an email, and she said that she and her husband are going to have 8 pieces of their modernist furniture on exhibit at Linda Durham Gallery today and tomorrow from 7 to 9 in the evening.
Oh, that's probably part of the Living Paintings exhibit that's going on there.
And it's also a benefit for St. Elizabeth's Shelter.
Yes. Yeah, it's a model tattoo art and paintings by Dawn Furlong.
Yeah, Dawn Furlong. Right, it's complementing Dawn Furlong's show. I got it from Stacy, not from Dawn. So.
Yeah, so that's just a sort of integral part of that whole thing.
Right.
And it is a fundraiser. And there's a story in Pasatiempo on page 46 today.
Most excellent.
All kinds of great exhibits going on. Eggman and Walrus. Have you been to this new gallery yet?
No.
It's pretty cool. This is the guy that owns this gallery. One of the artists is the one responsible for painting that mural on Palace Avenue. That's the big hoopla. Did you hear about all this? This young artist, I believe, is in his early 20s, painted a mural. And
no, I haven't seen
some
it.
Of the other galleries in town didn't like the aesthetics of the mural, and one of them complained to the Historic Design Review Committee.
Would it have graffiti aesthetics?
Some said that there was graffiti aesthetics. I'm not sure if I actually agree with that, but they didn't have permission to do it. Anyway, it got painted over by what was apparently a vigilantes. Anyway, the opening for this show is tonight, so they've drummed up a lot of publicity. Perhaps on purpose, perhaps by accident. The gallery is at 130 West Palace Avenue on the second floor. That's important to remember. It's a group show and installation by Meow Wolf. There's a reception from 6 to 10 p.m., a silent auction from 6 to 8 p.m., Proceeds benefit the court-appointed special advocates organization.
Excellent, so, CASA.
Right, and that
they're wonderful people.
They are, and that exhibit is up through January 8th of next year, which is right around the corner, which is scary.
TGIS, Thank Good It's Salsa, is Fridays at the Lodge, salsa dancing with DJ Sofrito, and classic and contemporary salsa, bachata, merengue, timba, and much, much more. And 21 and over, no cover, full bar, parking, free salsa dancing lessons. It says from 7 to 9. I think it's more like from 8 to 9. I don't think it's a two-hour lesson. Anyway.
That's a long lesson.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's 8 to 9. For more information, you can call 992-5859.
All kinds of dancing going on. Mosaic Dance Company, Pomegranate Studios Middle Eastern Dance Troupe is presenting their winter concert called Winter Wonderland.
Yay.
Performance from 7 to 10 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Brewing Company. You can get tickets over there at the Lensic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. And I was asked to mention that on air, and those guys always do a good job. And I haven't seen any of their shows in the winter, so this should be an interesting one.
And as we speak, sitting in the corner is Santa Fe Group 122 of Amnesty International. They're hosting their Right for Global Write-a-thon, Right for Rights Global Write-a-thon at the Santa Fe Baking Company. And it's from now until 1 in the afternoon. They're writing letters and postcards on behalf of prisoners of conscience in Myanmar, Iraq, China, Indonesia, and much, much more. I can't even read this whole thing. But anyway, come on down to the Santa Fe Baking Company and say hi to me and Rob DeWalt, and then write a couple of letters and postcards with Amnesty International.
Yeah.
They make a difference.
Did we talk about Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead?
Oh, please do.
Okay. This is sort of a twisted spin on Charlie Brown. And this St. John's Theater Group is presenting it. It's a fairly dark parody. It's tonight in the Great Hall at Peterson Student Center, 1160 Camino de Cruz Blanca. It's a small fee to get in. You can call 984-6139 for more information. This is the last weekend also for The King and I, Eldorado Children's Theater. It's putting that on over at the James A. Little Theater. If you go to eldoradochildrenstheater.org, you can find out more information. Also, it's the last weekend for Sam Shepard's Tooth of Crime Second Dance. It's happening
Have
up
you
there
seen that?
At the Greer Garson Theater. I am going this weekend.
Great.
I'm twisting some arms and getting Adam some stuff so I can go over there.
Excellent.
But I'm not sure which
You're
performance
twisting
I'm going
arms?
To go to. Yes.
That's what it takes to go to the theater here in Santa Fe?
Well, the people that I want to go with that don't want to go, that, you know, everyone has a different view of Sam Shepard, so.
I love Sam Shepard.
Just leave it at that. Cathedral Artist Gallery, the former Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi Parish Office at 213 Cathedral Place is having a group show of paintings. They're having a reception. I believe they had one last week. They're having another one apparently this week. There's a reception on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I think it's just one of those sort of wander in and wander out situations.
Heidi Lowen Porcelain Gallery is having a holiday party and reception tonight from 5 to 8 at 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe. Lots of great fun and nice porcelain and nice people.
Have you ever been to this contra dance thing?
No.
You haven't done it?
Is it the Odd Fellows?
It's the folk dancing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's folk dancing with music by Flagpole Salad. That is an awesome name for a band.
Flagpole Salad.
Flagpole Salad.
There's an oxymoron in there somewhere.
And there's going to be live calls, too, by Chris Jensen. There's beginner classes at 7, the dance is at 7:30. That's at Odd Fellows Hall over there at 1125 Cerrillos Road. If you go to folkmads.org, folkmads.org, you can get over there. And you don't need a partner. I guess they're supplying those.
Uh-huh. So, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Once you go salsa, you just can't go back.
Oh, you're all about the salsa. You're taking me out one day.
Okay.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah, Rob DeWalt confided in me the other day that he doesn't quite understand what this salsa thing is all about.
I don't.
Okay, Robbie Rothschild of Round Mountain. Round Mountain is
I would call
doing
these
a, what are they?
World folk, sort of.
World folk, right. Multi-instrumentalist brothers. They're doing an all-ages show at Candyman's Little Wing on St. Michael's Drive. Tomorrow from 5 to 8, free admission for children 12 and under. And then for adults, a show at Gig on 2nd Street, which will feature bassist John Gagan. And that is, oh, that's next week, so we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. Cantina Christmas 2010, the La Casa Cena Cantina Singers. are presenting a tribute to Liza Minnelli and Judy Garland.
Nice.
With pianist David Geist and vocalist Julie Trujillo. Seating at 5:30 p.m. on Monday the 13th. Music at 6. That's over there at La Casa Sena on East Palace Avenue. You can watch the show and then grab dinner or vice versa, or hang out at the bar, or go into the wine shop, or, I don't know, make a day of it.
Excellent. Now, a new store is opening called Molecule. They do contemporary furniture. It's a mother-daughter team, and they are doing a grand opening today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 to 6 at 1226 Flagman Way. And basically, that's kind of behind. It's on Baca Street, right off of Cerrillos, right behind the Conoco gas station. There's a little street, and they just named it. Not too long ago, called Flagman Way.
There used to be a seafood shop back there.
Yeah, it's right around there. It's right around there. And 10% of the proceeds will go to the Rainforest Rescue Program.
Sweet.
Yep.
Thursday the 16th, and this graces the cover of PASA. There's a story on page 32. Charles Churchward, the author, discusses and signs copy of his book on the life of photographer Herb Ritz. The Golden Hour, A Photographer's Life and His World, will be signed and discussed from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday at Moss Outdoor, which is at 530 South Guadalupe Street. If you want more information, call the Photo Eye Bookstore at 988-5152.
Excellent. And let's see. The Mambo Room Final Year-End Gala is on Saturday night from 9 in the evening till 1 in the morning. DJ Avi is mixing salsa, bachata, merengue, and much, much more. It's at El Patio Cafe. It's at El Patio Cafe, 1805 2nd Street. Which is where I hate to sound, this sounds so Santa Fe, but where Cloud Cliff used to be. Have you never noticed that people will, about half of the directions that you get when anyone tells you to go somewhere, it's like where Mervyn's used to be.
Yeah, where so-and-so used to be. Yeah. Except for when you're talking about parking, because there is none. Or very little. The Josh Schrei, the photographer, is narrating his photographic documentation of the mudslide victims of Ladakh, India, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Rail Yard Performance Space on Paseo de Peralta.
Yeah, we had him on yesterday. He's wonderful.
He's
a wonderful photographer,
and seems
like a very interesting person. Definitely worth going to. Instead of seeing the pictures on the wall, you'll actually see them in a large format slideshow, and he is narrating what his experience was. He happened to be just as a traveler in that area when the mudslide happened. He was right there. His photograph was in the New York Times because he was the first person to take pictures.
Serendipity. Mm. Let's see. What El Nino, the Christ Child, Scola Cantorum of Santa Fe performs Alabados, Carols, and Sing-Alongs at 7 p.m. Saturday the 11th at San Miguel Mission on Old Santa Fe Trail. This show is by donation. If you go to scola-sf.org, you can get more info on that show. What else is going on? Rodney Hadfield is having a show over at Selby Fleetwood Gallery. And this is the holiday exhibit of new work by contemporary North American artists. So he's included in that show. This show is up through January 1st of next year. There's all kinds of holiday sort of themed shows, small work shows. They're all over the place in the Plaza Tiempo, but there's Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery.
I read that.
Oh, you did that already?
Yeah.
You see, I'm not even with it today.
No, I'm the one who usually doesn't drop things like that.
Well, I had my coffee, but that...
I know, I just finished mine.
I don't know.
Winter Jam, family music party at Indigo Baby in DeVargas Mall. It's sponsored by Fam Jam and Indigo Baby. It's tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 to 6:30. The Smart Kids Club at 4 o'clock, Fam Jam at 4:30, Susie Talman Band at 5:15, and of course, shopping and photo booth, lots of good stuff, no charge. You can go to theindigobaby.com.
How do you get into the Smart Kids Club?
I think you just be a kid.
All kids
are smart.
Yeah. Smart Alex. Let's see. Kate Godert Studio. So 6 Sabroso Court in El Dorado is having an annual holiday sale of mixed media, of her mixed media work, and that's from 9 a.m. to, or 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Excuse me. And, the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, the 12-member chorus's holiday concert is Sunday, at 7:30 p.m. at Loretto Chapel. And there's a story on page 20 in today's Paso Tiempo. That continues Friday and Saturday, December 17th and 18th. So there's more than one performance. If you go to sfwe.org, you can get more information on all three of those shows.
Excellent. And what did I have? I had another one here, but I cannot.
That's fine. I'll talk about A Christmas Carol. We haven't talked
about Christmas
that.
Carol. Yes, please do.
Santa Fe Performing Arts City, different players. It's a teen ensemble and an adult company, so it's a multi-generational presentation. They're going to do a modern adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Armory for the Arts over there at 1050 Old Pecos Trail by CCA. You can get more info. Call 984-1370. Don't call CCA for more information on that.
Excellent. Okay, here's the one that I was looking for. On Sunday, December 12th, at Borders and Zafferano, Valerie Martinez, former poet laureate, wrote, and she said she's reading from her new book, and they called it Horizon, Santa Fe Poems. And it's a collection of love poems to the city of Santa Fe and its people that she wrote during her tenure as poet laureate, and drawings by Linda Swanson accompany the poems. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock at Borders on Zafferano. It's a free event.
Cool.
That's nice.
All kinds of nightlife stuff going on Saturday at 9 p.m. at Corazon. There's a CD release for like two or three or four different bands, Joseph General, Mystic Vision, and Drazy with One Foundation Band and DJ Breakaway. It's a reggae-palooza, basically.
Nice.
And that's at 9 p.m., and there's a small cover, and that's on Saturday. What else is going on? They have classic rock. The Jakes are playing out at the Mineshaft Tavern on Saturday also at 8 o'clock, and there's no cover for that one. Lydia Clark and Friends at the Tin Star Saloon, R&B, 9 p.m. on Saturday. Karaoke all over the place, including, I believe, Cowgirl on Monday, Tiny's on Saturday. I haven't done karaoke in such a long time that
do
I don't think
I'm going to do karaoke?
Oh, I used to be the king.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. When Foxes was around, you remember?
What are your favorite songs to sing?
You remember where Foxes is? It's where so-and-so is now? No. I do The Righteous Brothers. I do. I sing Michael Jackson's Ben in the original key. Very
no!
High octave. Oh, yeah.
You do not?
Oh, yeah. I'm crazy.
Oh,
I'm crazy
so beautiful.
Like that. But I haven't done it in probably about 4 or 5 years.
I
want to
hear you sing karaoke. I'll do the orchestral background soundtrack.
I did. You know, my allegiances with karaoke vary, but what I used to do is go to showcase karaoke with Nancy and Cindy at Fox's, and that's now it's fairly regular at Tiny's over there.
I used to go when they had it at the bowling alley.
Oh, we used to do it too. It used to be a Wednesday night thing. Yeah. Like all the restaurant folks in town, we would get together. And we would all meet after work, and we would go to karaoke, and they had very cheap booze that should have been much more expensive, and it was easy to get a taxi on Cerritos Road that time of night.
Book signing and reception with Thomas Joshua Cooper today from 6 to 7:30 at the Lannan Foundation Gallery at 309 Reed Street in Santa Fe. In the summer of 2003, Thomas Joshua Cooper traveled to Shoshone Falls in southern Idaho to photograph where the Snake River had tumbled across a 212-foot precipice and an amazing landscape in the American West. So a lot going on over there.
Sweet. Wednesday is the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's 2010 December concert. They're having a whole series. But on Wednesday, it's the Contemporary Music Department Rock Ensemble and Acoustic Americana and Faculty Performers. That's at 7 p.m. at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space. At the SFUAD, you know, that's where the College of Santa Fe used to be.
Yeah.
That's on over there on St. Michael's Drive. You can call 473-6011 for more details on that one. What else? Hey, you little American idiot, go get your Spam-A-Lot. Santa Fe High School students in a musical showcase of tunes from Little Women, Annie Get Your Gun, Spam-A-Lot, and American Idiot. Opening night is the 16th, and that's at 7:30 p.m. It says opening night, but I believe I mentioned this show last week, so I'm not sure what that's about. You might want to call 467-2400 and find out what the show dates are for that one.
And I got a note from KSFR's own Michael Handler. The Country Blues Review is back, and they're doing their first show at the Cowgirl Crazy Christmas Brunch, Sunday, December 12th, from noon to 3. Acoustic Christmas guitar music. Done by their own Vinnie Kelly, who has a whole CD full of these Christmas songs. And welcome back Cozy Ralston, Beating That B. beat in the back. No cover and blues for brunch. The cowgirl.
If you're feeling, if you got the blues, and you love theater, you should go see Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. It's over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a great comedy. The script is hilarious. 8 p.m. I haven't seen the show, but there's a preview performance on Thursday the 16th at 8 p.m. over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse on DeVargas Street. Opening night, the gala opening night is on December 17th, but there's a story in today's Pazzo Tiempo on page 26, and that's got all the show dates in it and a great story.
Most excellent. And you've already mentioned Geist Cabaret.
Yes, I already mentioned Geist Cabaret. And, oh, no, I didn't mention Geist Cabaret. What I mentioned David Geist is playing with the La Casa Cena folks.
Oh, right. Well, then maybe I will mention Geist Cabaret December.
Okay.
He's inviting people to... Okay, here's what I got from... You know what? You do one, because I'm not doing this right.
You're not doing this right? Oh, you mean the Geist Cabaret?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find... Let's see if
James
I can find
A. Little Theater... Oh, that's because he... Okay, he is conducting...
Yeah.
For the King and I, David.
That's
David
probably
Geist.
Why he doesn't have some performances this week, because he's doing other stuff.
No, the Geist Cabaret is also happening with today, tomorrow, and Sunday with Phyllis Love tonight.
Right on.
And then Geist Cabaret at Pronzo Saturday and Sunday.
Did you talk about Carols and Choruses yet?
No.
Okay. I already mentioned the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble. They're getting together with the Santa Fe Symphony Brass and Chorus to perform at 6:50, the show starts at 7, doors open at 6:15, on Thursday the 16th at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. There's no charge for that.
Excellent.
There's lots of choral concerts in cathedral settings, mission settings.
Now, at The Screen, which is the wonderful movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, there are movies, Ravenous, best indie art film. Let's see.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. Oh, it says Ravenous for the best indie art film, ? Catch a movie, then catch a raven at the new gallery at The Screen. Visual storyteller Beth Serdet is doing Listening to the Raven, Drawings, Myths, and Realities, exploring science and spirit through detailed drawings and stories created with pen, pencil, heart, and mind.
Aww.
But it doesn't say when that is. So you better call them. And then Tibet in Song, which was the winner of the special jury prize at Sundance. And...
It's good. I watched it over the weekend.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I gave it 2.5 chilies.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's not very many chilies.
No, it's above average.
Okay.
You know, on a scale 4.
Then what about Howl, the German movie?
Haven't seen Howl.
Okay.
But it's been reviewed, I believe.
And The Sicilian Girl. And also check out the CCA Cinematheque, because they've always got good stuff going on. And Rob DeWalt is with the Pazzo Tiempo Friday Arts Calendar section in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Is that right?
No, I'm actually a full-fledged reporter now. Pamela Beach is our calendar goddess now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Excellent. So full-fledged reporter with the Santa Fe New Mexican Friday Arts Supplement, Friday Arts Magazine. I think I need more caffeine.
I think you need,
it's one
I
of
think
those
that chai's,
mornings.
You need to bump that chai up a
Yeah,
little
I got
to
bump the chai up. Anyway, Rob, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Speaking of the arts.
Oh, we're not going to be here. I'm not going to be here next week, right?
You'll be here next week. I think Christmas Eve
taking
off.
Week after. Okay.
But we will be playing wonderful. We'll have a nice show on Christmas Eve. Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Somebody called and said, we love Rob DeWalt and we miss Robert Knott. I just got that little notice. Anyway, Santa Fe Radio Cafe, KSFR.org is where we're streaming. My podcast site is SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to the wonderful Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And if you have any problems with anything technical or with the webcast or the podcast or iTunes or any of that stuff, please write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. I've made a couple of what we might call human errors lately, and people have very kindly called to correct me, which is a wonderful thing. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering. Stay tuned for the local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Hasta la vista. We'll see you next week. Bye.